Standing Committee room. Welcome to the Standing Committee on Social Development. My name is Gideon Postman. I'm the chairperson of this committee. I'm going to ask that members introduce themselves, and we'll also extend a very special welcome to our newest member, Member Brunkhuis, and he's currently getting some assistance from our very capable procedural officer. But if we can start with Member Brunkhuis, if you could just introduce yourself for the record in the microphone, and we'll go on to the other members present.
Thank you, Chair. I'm Khalil Brunkhuis from the Al Jamaa Political Party, and I'm honored to be here. Thank you, Chair, again, and thank you for allowing us to participate in the meeting. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ricardo McKenzie.
Thank you, Voorzitter Dylan Mitchell.
Baie dankie. Kan ons ons gaste vra om ook vir hulle self voor te stel asseblief? Kan ons begin met die, I don't know what the Afrikaans word for Parliamentary Monitoring Group is.
I'm Selina from PMG, Parliamentary Monitoring Group.
Good afternoon, I'm Aisha Ali Kotel, support staff for Al Jamaa.
Good afternoon, I'm Romeo Marzo, the legal advisor for WCPP.
Afternoon, Tammy Jackson, research intern.
Good afternoon, my name is Ben Taz, I'm the senior procedural advisor for the steering committee.
Amanda Jabuta, I'm procedural officer for this committee.
And then we're also being assisted by Ms. Marianne Burgess. And may I also just ask our other lovely members to introduce themselves as well?
Good afternoon, I'm Gladys Bakubaku Foss.
Good afternoon, I'm Rachel Van Vlochel.
Thank you very much, members. The first item on our agenda for today is the consideration and adoption of our draft reports. But before we move on, we have an apology from Member Wendy Philander, and Member Mitchell, who's introduced himself already, is standing in for her. We've only got an hour slotted, so we're going to move right along. We've got the committee report on the annual report of the Department of Social Development. The annual report was presented to us, and we interrogated and processed the report on the 23rd of October. You've all got a copy of the report, which we discussed in our previous meeting. Are there any amendments to page 2? Page 3? Any amendments to page 4? Page 5, page 6, that is good, thank you very much. Can I have a proposer and a seconder for this? We've got Member McKenzie.
McKenzie proposes.
And seconded by Member Bakubaku Foss. The next set of minutes that we have is the minutes of our meeting on the 23rd. Where we discussed this annual report. Are there any additions or amendments on page 1? Page 2? Page 3? May I have a proposer and seconder? Member Bakubaku Foss? May we have a seconder? I don't think you can second Member Brunkhuisen because you were not at this meeting.
I was there.
Okay, are you going to second? Thank you, Member McKenzie.
I wish I was a Springbok player.
Let's do. This is just a rundown of that process, what he wants to do. It should help.
So, members, we're happy to sign off the report, yeah, as well as the minutes. The report will be ATC and it will go through to through the parliamentary process through the speaker, and will appear on the parliamentary agenda. We're now moving to the minutes of our meeting on the 8th of October. Are there any amendments or additions to page 1? Page 2? Page 3? May we have a proposer? It has to be either Member Van Voorhul or Member Buckenberg, of course, or myself. Member, you just have to speak into the mic, ma'am.
I propose Chairperson.
Do we have a seconder? Thank you very much. Members, thank you very much for that. The other item that's just been added to the amended notice for this meeting is the way forward on the appointment of the Western Cape Commissioner for Children. If you remember from our last meeting on this, we just closed the nominations on the 23rd, and what we then suggested was that we will have members and give members an opportunity to look through all of the nominations, all of the 59 nominations received, and members have already received the objections. What we also agreed to in that last meeting is that members asked for a little bit more space to engage with the content and to engage with the act. And one of the ideas that came out of that meeting was that members would like a workshop on that. And then at that workshop, we agree on the next part of the process, which is the shortlisting process. And then at that workshop, we also agree on what weighting we give to how we shortlist candidates, but that we use the opportunity to also agree on an interview schedule. We've been trying very hard to look through the parliamentary program to see whether we can do all of that before we rise, but it does not look possible. So what I'd like to propose to members is that we have our workshop on the 22nd of November, which is a Friday, and we start from 11, and we aim to go until 4 p.m. on the Friday the 22nd. I've looked at the programming committee, the parliamentary program as it came out today, and the only meeting on there is a budget committee from 10 till 11. So if we start at 11, our procedural officer, Mr. Daza, will find us an off-site venue that's suitable to have that workshop. And then what we'll do for that workshop is we will work with the Department of the Premier, and we will see whether we can put a program together that involves our legal advisor, Mr. Marsdorp, and the Department of the Premier, and perhaps an academic that can help take us through the requirements for the appointment, and also help members with questions that we may have in terms of how the shortlisting can happen and how we shortlist those candidates for interviews. Member Bakubaku Force, did you want to add something? So you're happy with that process? I'm very grateful. Members, can we agree that all members would avail themselves for that workshop on the 22nd?
Yep.
And that between myself, member Mr. Daza, Mr. Marsdorp, and Nomonde, we work on a draft program and we get that to members by Monday, Tuesday. And then if members also want to give input on that, you can just send that input through to myself and the procedural officer. Member Rodriguez?
Chair, I would just like to mention that Friday is our Islamic holiday, weekly holiday, and it won't be a problem for me to attend on a Friday if the times could possibly be more suitable. I see the time is from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. If it's possible, maybe after 2 in the afternoon. Thank you.
Members, would you be happy if we amend that we start at 2:30 and we work until 7 PM and then we can perhaps all have dinner together afterwards?
Only Friday.
Or alternatively, Nomonde has just whispered into my ear that the parliamentary program also allows us to do this on the 20th, which is a Wednesday. And we can also start at 11. We've got cultural affairs and sports. So would members be happy with the 20th?
Yes.
So we can.
Because I see in my diary there's a parliamentary oversight committee from 1 to 2. I don't know if it's just the deliberations.
Can I make a suggestion? Yes. Chair, I know that this is not a norm. So I would like to propose that if the committee agree that perhaps you should look at a Monday, that's a constituency day, and then there's no clashes, there's no potential clashes. But only with agreement of the committee to use a Monday.
Members, that leaves us with Monday the 18th or Monday the 25th.
Yeah, that can work for me.
Monday the 25th, I'm in my constituency, but I could possibly move that. How does it, other members,
24?
You have a commitment. So can we go back to Monday the 18th then?
No, I've got a pension fund meeting on the 18th.
What time is your meeting? The whole day or? We start our meeting at 9 and we finish at 1?
8 o'clock.
Well, 8 o'clock? Members happy with that?
I'm happy with 9 o'clock, you.
Member Bakupapufos will lend us a helicopter for those of us who love flying. And we'll just fly in over traffic. So we start from 9 till 2 and Member McKenzie can leave at just before 1. Okay. You can just make an apology and excuse. So the 18th of November.
From 9
till 2. And let's hope we can get it arranged logistically in time. So members, the purpose of that workshop will be then for us to agree on the shortlisting criteria. We will also agree on the interview schedule. We will then also agree on the timelines and talk broadly around understanding the Children's Commissioner process going forward. What Nomonde and Mr. Dazos also dutifully put together for all of us is a copy of every nomination that we've received, and it's been quite a long and tedious exercise for them, I can imagine, and I want to say thank you to Mr. Daza and Nomonde and to Mary Ann for all of the work that the committee section has put together. Members will each get a copy of this. Unfortunately, this is the only copy you are going to get because we've run out of paper because the Nomonde killed all the trees around Parliament. So Nomonde and Mr. Daza will hand that out, and you will just have to sign for it to say that you've received it. Unfortunately, we only have enough for permanent 80-seat members of this committee. So where there are more than one member from a political party, we can just share that, the documents as well. Are we all in agreement with that? And then the next item on our agenda, members, is the tabling of the Western Cape Laws Repeal Bill. So the bill has been introduced to the Provincial Parliament by the Minister of Social Development. It's 80 seat on the 7th of November, and the bill is being proofread at the moment. And the procedural staff is going to publish the bill for public comment for 21 days as per the rules. And then the bill will come to our committee. There's no time frames as to when the committee should conclude the process, so we've got a little bit of breathing space. And Parliament is concluding its business at the beginning of December because we all go on constituency period as program agreed, I think it's from the 9, and then we'll go into to recess after that. So once the 21 days are over, we will get this bill, and it is repealing specific ancient parts of legislation, and I think it's only 2 pieces of legislation that it covers, and from what I understand, it's sort of technical changes that needs to be made. Are there any comments or question? Member Van Vogel looks like she wants to smile at me or say something.
No, no, I'm just thinking, Chair, did you say 1 per political party?
So what they've made is only for the members that are the permanent members to the committee.
But there's extra now, it's not extra.
So it will have that, because that will have to go to the other members. So member Mitchell won't get any, because he's not a permanent member, he's just standing in for Member Philander. So if you and Member Baku Baku Force can share yours.
He's not permanent, but I am.
You're an alternate, though. So the way I understand it, the alternates only stand in for permanent members, but because every member can attend any committee meeting, you join us, and we always welcome you, and we hope that you'll continue coming. But for this purposes, they didn't print enough for every single member. So if Member Baku Baku Force is happy to give you number 20 to 59, and she takes 1 to 19 for the first week.
She thinks it's angry.
Also,
members, for this process, only members who are permanent members of the committee will have the right to participate in this process in terms of voting, of scoring the interviews and all. So we didn't see the need why we should make copies for the members who will not be part of the interview.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, without getting into a dialogue, and if I'm out of order, please call me to order, because you mentioned your committee. But if you look at the standing rules of Parliament, an alternative member has got full rights in the absence of a permanent member. And for that reason, because you can't predict what will happen on the day. So on that purpose, I for one, cannot get a seat because I'm not even an alternate member. But in the event that an alternate member must stand in for a permanent member on any said day, the alternate member would be disadvantaged not having the documentation to them. So I would like to propose that if in the event that an alternate member would want the documents, that we are obliged to provide that members with the documentation.
I don't see any problem with that, and I don't see any problem with making one of those copies available to Member Van Vogel. I'm happy with that if the committee is happy with that. Member Baku Baku Force doesn't look happy to give you one, Member Van Vogel.
I was not happy when you didn't give her. Now that you gave her, I'm happy.
I'm happy with it. I was when I saw the amount of copies, I thought Member Baku Baku Force is probably going to give hers to Member Van Vogel, and she's only going to take the first 19. Member Mackenzie, did you want to say something?
No, but normally alternate members is copied in all communications, so this is a bit of a surprise.
It wasn't this communication. We weren't sure if everybody's going to want to carry the file around.
There's
quite a lot of copies to make.
Can I then, in the interest of saving trees, so Member Van Vogel wants a set, so you've now ruled in that. So if I could then suggest that before all this printing happen again for all alternate members, that perhaps liaise with those alternate members who wants a copy, and if the members want a copy, they want a copy.
But for now, Member Van Vogel will get a physical copy. Those of us who want digital copies, we also got this information digitally as well. Are all the members happy with that?
Thank you.
Members, just now we need to move on to resolutions. Namonde, do you just want to read if you've made any notes based on what I said, or do you want to just go back? So the only resolution is that we're going to have our workshop, and that you guys give myself permission to engage with Mr. Maastorf, Mr. Daza, and our procedural officer, so we can put a program together, and we'll send it to you. Member
Frank, on the Western Cape laws repealable, just the date again when the bill will be tabled at the date?
Yes, So the bill has already been tabled on the announcements, tablings, and I can't remember what the C stands for, but it's going to be published now for 21 days. So what they're doing at the moment is, because the bills, these bills are quite old, so they're now putting it in bill format, and then it's going to be published for public comment for 21 days. And then once public comment is finished, the bill will then come to us for processing. Members, are there anything else? Thank you very much for your time and enjoy your afternoon.